This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If abortion opponents are, as CNN puts it, on the defensive, why are more Americans opposing more and more abortions? National and local news outlets Wednesday repeatedly gave long coverage of abortion activists, usually counted in the dozens or hundreds, protesting state abortion bans. That media attention might account for the false perception that abortion sentiment is growing, but over and over, polls show most Americans oppose most abortions. And also, the case can be made that the more people know about abortion, the more they oppose abortion. That may account for why Canada has banished Abby Johnson's story in the movie Unplanned from theaters in Canada. It may also account for why, with our government funding, NPR, National Public Radio, has published ever-so unscientific guidelines for NPR staff demanding that all NPR reporting must recognize that, quote, babies are not babies until they are born. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, a Hollywood actor is being blasted by the NFL's Ben Watson as racist for implicitly defending abortions for black babies. Count now 47 times as of Wednesday that the U.S. House leadership has banished talk of abortion-related infanticide. Two more southern states are set to enact abortion bans. And Boston's big Planned Parenthood has now hospitalized 10 women in the last 12 months. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.